This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Are you tired of bundling up and venturing out into the cold just to do your banking? Hi, this is Tessa Haller at First Bank Hampton. We offer several convenient services like online banking, mobile banking, and bill pay. They give you easy access to your accounts and allow you to check your account balances, transfer funds, or even pay bills using your computer or mobile device. If you would like to learn more about any of these convenient services, stop in or call First Bank Hampton and find out just how safe and easy it is to bank from the comfort of your home or office. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go General Manager Craig Donnelly about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. With today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program, here's Craig Donnelly.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker, my guest, Hampton Police Chief Bob Schaefer. And Bob, today wants to talk to the audience about scams, about identity theft. And Bob, when you started in law enforcement, that probably was not even a term, identity theft.
That's correct, Craig. There wasn't a whole lot of that went on back then.
A couple of scams that have come to the forefront at the last city council meeting. You said you'd like to inform the public about new scams that are out there. One is the IRS scam. Another one is failure to report for jury duty, and you're going to get fined.
That's correct, Craig. The one that I really had wanted to bring to the forefront was this jury duty scam. Of course, I had originally heard of that happening up in Sugarwater County in Mason City, but then we had a resident here in town that had said that they had gotten one of those calls. And if anybody would get a call like that, number one, they're going to go and send one of my law enforcement officers or the sheriff's office to come pick you up if you didn't report for jury duty. They're not going to go and necessarily fine you. So that is one thing that people need to know, is that if somebody calls and says that you didn't report for jury duty, you need to pay this fine. That's not true. Actually, there's going to be an officer that's going to come to your house basically in order to take you to the courthouse.
The IRS scam. The IRS, you know, they're bad guys. They're going to come and they're going to put you in jail if you don't pay your taxes. That's really not true.
That's correct. In fact, there was even a segment on TV here the other night where they had an IRS investigator that talked about that. The IRS does not operate that way. You know, they're going to be basically sending you a letter, or somebody is going to show up at your house. They're not going to go and basically arrest you because you haven't paid your taxes or whatever the case may be. There's an investigation that needs to be done, and so therefore they're not just going to go and fine you.
Bob, are a lot of these scams coming in on just landlines, or are they coming in on cell phones today as well?
That's one thing I'm not quite sure of, Craig, but I am guessing with the amount of different calls that I have received on my cell phone, and if I don't know the number, I don't answer them, but I know there's telemarketers out there that are using cell phones. So I'm not quite sure on that, but I can tell you that when you get a call from a number, it could even be a number that you know, because they have figured out a way that they can clone somebody else's number and make it look like they're calling from somebody else's. You know, here the other day, I believe that somebody had called in and said that they had received a call from their church, and the person said something about needing to pay money or whatever, and they called the church back and nobody from the church had called them. So you need to be very careful, even if it's, unfortunately, it might even be a number that you think that you know, but you're going to want to go in and investigate it a little bit further than just, you know, accepting the fact that that's where it came from.
Have there been people that have been scammed and duped locally right here in Hampton with some of these scams?
Unfortunately, yes. And some of those scams that you need to be aware of as well, other than the ones that we've just been talking about, is a grandparent scheme where a grandson or granddaughter might call you and say that they're in jail. They don't want mom and dad to know that they're in jail. And could you, you know, wire me some money or whatever? I encourage anybody that would get a call like that to give us a call, because we're able to go and check with another agency in order to see if that person is in jail. And it's confidential. We don't go and tell people, you know, the public or whatever, that, you know, this individual is called and the grandson's in jail or whatever. So, you know, if they're concerned about that, at least go and give your local police department a call so that we could go and check it into it for them, instead of going and paying the money and then end up that it was a scam and that you got scammed out of that money.
What is law enforcement doing with these scams today? Can you do anything? Are they operating inside the borders of the United States? Are they coming from overseas?
Unfortunately, it's very tough, especially for a local police department, for resources that we would have in order to try to do anything with this. And most, like you just mentioned, most of those calls are coming from outside the country. And so what we would do is we would just basically kind of forward it to the Attorney General's office or someplace like that in case it was something that was within the country. But the only thing that we have is the phone numbers to go by. And again, like I told you, they could go and make it look like the phone number was coming from, you know, a local number or whatever. So it's pretty tough to, in order to track those down.
Not everybody that gets a suspicious phone call calls local law enforcement to report it. But how many calls do you get in the course, say, of a week or a month or a year?
Well, I would say that we receive at least maybe even two. It varies. I mean, there could be a week where you get two or three of them in a week, but then you could go weeks where you didn't, you know, basically receive one. But we have had enough of them that, you know, I do want to make sure that the public is aware of it and they do protect themselves. The other one is a Publisher's Clearinghouse scam, where you've been told that you've won the Publisher's Clearinghouse. And they might go and say, well, you've won a car, but we need $300 to deliver the car, or we need a check for, you know, whatever, $1,000 in order to, you know, deliver you the millions that you won. Anytime you would win that, you don't have to pay money in order to collect that money. The other thing is you can even check on Publisher's Clearinghouse website. They will never call you and let you know that you've won. They will come to your house, and then that is when you know that you've won.
Good rule of thumb is never pay any money to win a prize. Is that a good rule?
That is correct, Craig. There's no reason that you would have to pay money to win a prize.
Bob, I want to thank you for your time today. Our guest today, this afternoon on The Newsmaker, Hampton Police Chief Bob Schaefer.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
Are you tired of bundling up and venturing out into the cold just to do your banking? Hi, this is Tessa Haller at First Bank Hampton. We offer several convenient services like online banking, mobile banking, and bill pay. They give you easy access to your accounts and allow you to check your account balances, transfer funds, or even pay bills using your computer or mobile device. If you would like to learn more about any of these convenient services, stop in or call First Bank Hampton and find out just how safe and easy it is to bank from the comfort of your home or office. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.